What's going on, guys? You are listening to the You Can Miss Me With That podcast. My name is Luther, and it's good to be back to our regularly scheduled programming. I hope you guys really liked the Heathens with Hand Grenades podcast. I gave you guys three episodes of that podcast with Scotty, TJ, myself, Heather, and a few more people on the way. As you can tell, it's definitely different than what I talk about here. A lot more raunchy, Dutch to say the least. But also, we argued about sharks and what kind of exotic animals we would have or anything. So if you guys really want to go check out that podcast, do check out something new, because I really enjoy kind of doing things like that where it's more, I think it's just different. And, you know, I don't usually have those kind of conversations. And yeah, sure, they're nasty or they're vulgar or whatever, but it's just the fact that you need somebody in your life where you can have those kind of conversations with. And I always take every single one after we leave, no matter what was said, and I go back home and I think about it. And it's also the conversations that we have, obviously, off that podcast, like when we're just by ourselves, that are also awesome as well. So, guys, don't forget to go subscribe, you know, rate, review the Heathens and Hand Grenades podcast. Oh, Heathens with Hand Grenades podcast. It's on iTunes, it's on Spotify, it's on Google Podcasts, it's on Deezer. I'm going to help Scotty getting on all those other platforms. And, yeah, man, it's a blast, but get ready. It's basically 2-hour conversations all the time. So, you know, you have a wow. Sorry, I'm watching an anime called, holy crap, what was it called? High Score Girl. I've really been into anime since the lockdown happened, and it's this one is so weird. It's basically an anime watching these, well, technically watching one kid. His name is Haruo, and he's growing up in the late 80s, early 90s. And he meets this girl called Ono. Ono has not said a single word in the entire 2 seasons. But you can tell they met in 6th grade. They end up really liking each other. And then Ono dips because she's part of like a rich family. She dips for a couple years and she comes back. But then by the time she comes back, there's a new girl, which her name is Hidaka. And she's feeling Haruo. But Haruo's like, you know, he's so dense. He's such a gamer. They're like, the weird part is how you tell a love story using video games and like 90s video games. Like, it's very well, I've never seen an anime like this. And, you know, you're watching, learning about, especially with me, myself being a gamer, learning about video games, kind of going through it with Haruo at the time in the 90s. And just kind of seeing like he's freaking out about Street Fighter. And how many Street Fighter 2s did they make? They made like 15 before they went to 3. So, like watching all these different things, and it's kind of cool to see this, I guess this love story, like kind of made in person. It's really fun, but Haruo is so dense that he doesn't see like all the, like signals that, well, both Hidaka and, Ono are sending to him. He's just such a big gamer. Like, he kind of struggles in class, but then once he kind of like starting to feel Ono a little bit, he starts pulling himself to work harder to go to the same high school as her. Also learning about how the Japanese education system works. Like, I guess everybody kind of goes to the same elementary school. Then you like, obviously you split up in middle school, but you split up in, I think, based on test scores. And then you have to do an entrance exam to high school. So Ono, she's very smart. She's from a rich family. They have high expectations of her that she obviously goes to the best high school, but Haruo like pushes himself. Yeah, he pushes himself to enter that high school, and they do the really cool thing where like he doesn't make it, but they still kind of find a way to do it. But then Ono chafes. I'm going to spoil this because most of y'all are not going to watch this, but y'all should. Cameron, if you're listening to this, go watch this series. Go watch High Score Girl on Netflix. If not, let me know. I'll give you my Netflix password. I got multiple screens now because my mom be watching my Netflix too. So let me know. You need to watch this. It's just cool. I think even Lisa might like it also. This is just a personal message to Cameron for the next 20 seconds. Yeah, you just kind of go through 90s video games. But it's not even, it's just, they use video games to tell a story. And it's very well done, especially by one of the main characters who does not speak at all. But it's a weird kind of art style, but I still think you'd like it. You know, it's so awesome. You know, it's so awesome to watch. And it's the second season just came out, about 15 episodes a piece. They're about 30 minutes. And it's like, they're so... It's just a great series, so go watch it. I'm just very frustrated because freaking how dense the Haruo is, you know. Like, to the point, like, now they're in high school and he's still not, he's finally figuring out that he's feeling, oh no. And he, like, there's some big precedent, which I will not spoil, but there's a life-changing event in Ono's life. And things could change depending. They're at this like tournament out of town, playing video games, and it's weird. It's so weird, but it's also really fun to watch. I guess I'm a sucker for a good love story, but also that's what I've been doing all break. Well, I also have gotten really good at Warzone. Me and my roommate Trent, we win consistently now. Maybe not saying like we're pro gamers, but like once or twice a day we win a game. We win a game of Battle Royale. It's really fun, and it's so awesome that it's free. But it's also bad that we're getting this good at it. You know? It's so weird that we're good at it now. And I feel like I should be like embarrassed about it. But I'm not, because we're just going to keep playing it, I guess. Also, it's been weird. My DMs have been on fuego. Like, I brought it up in Scotty's podcast. But it's like, all these people who felt that way, y'all waited till like, the pandemic to let me know what you guys are feeling. And it's like, nah, I'm not messing with y'all like that. Like, it's like we're in a sitcom and like I'm about to move away or like, you know, something like that, you know, or like, oh, I'm going to go take this job in Miami and you live in like Seattle. So I'm going to move across the country and it's going to be like, I'm never going to see you again. Even though you have Skype, Zoom, all these different places, Snapchat, Facebook, Instagram. And then you can just, I don't know, take a flight. But that's beside the point. Oh, sorry. Something big just happened on the show. Oh no, something big just happened on the show. But also I've been besides Warzone, and I'm also working from home because I work for a school district, and then, you know, things just got, especially here in Missouri, got progressively so you know, as the COVID stuff was spreading, all that stuff, we didn't you know, we shut down schools, and then now we just got the order, we shut down schools for possibly the rest of the year. So we don't know, like everybody else, we don't know when we're going to be able to actually go back into like my actual office and work and things like that. But it's been really fun to work from home and kind of, you know, see how productive I can be. Also, there's one thing Ryan Rosillo says. He's my favorite podcast for those of you who listen consistently. He says, if right now if you can't accomplish what you've been kind of really thinking about doing right now, you know, in terms of some of your dreams or aspirations, like if you're not doing it now, you're not doing it, you know, you're not going to do it when we're out. So just being able to finally, like, I fully designed my portfolio website. I fully designed like some merch, just some stuff I've been thinking about that's better than the first kind of edition, which I need to post those pictures. And, you know, really talking to a lot of people, which reminds me, I got to go call Corey. Yeah, I got to go call Corey. And ask her some questions. I really miss my mom. You know, it's crazy. Like, the weirdest part was I was supposed to go home for my birthday. And it was like a week before the lockdown happened. So I'm sitting there like, if I went home to go see my mom for my birthday, it would have been like, would I just been trapped there? And like trapped. I'm saying trapped in whatever, in name only. But like just... in California, and apparently California, they've built up a group herd immunity to COVID, just kind of something that a team in Stanford has been researching, you know, and just kind of seeing, hey, what's going on? Why come it's hitting, like, obviously New York harder than it is California? And it's just kind of, it's been really interesting to read it, and it's saying maybe it's due to the high homeless population there, and they already deal with so many diseases and things like that, so it's, they're more resistant to COVID. I also think from those of you who heard before, like, we didn't prepare. Yeah, we didn't really prepare preventatively for the virus, and then obviously Trump playing it down, and then now, I mean, we're ranked number one in the world for COVID cases, and I think also deaths as well. And China is like, they're opening up Wuhan again. And I had this argument with Scotty on his podcast where he was like, why would they tell us this? I'm like, this is good news. Why would they not tell the world? Like, why would they hide this fact from the world that they're opening Wuhan back up? But I think I need to think about it more, because, of course, most news that we get out of China. So I got to stop watching this show. But, you know, most of the news we get out of China is kind of, you can kind of take it with, like, you know, with some suspicion, because you never know what the actual real numbers are and everything going on in there. But then there's also all this stuff happening in the U.S. I've really been slacking on keeping up with Philip DeFranco and actually a lot of my podcasts, just because I've been working, playing Warzone, taking care of some stuff on my own, obviously helping Scotty with his podcast. But then, like I said before, I've been really into Netflix also. That's why I got two screens. And then I've ended up watching a lot of stuff on my list. So starting with High School Girl, and then I finally watched To All the Boys I've Loved Before, and then I watched the sequel, which just recently came out. And first of all, I thoroughly enjoyed those movies. Maybe I'm just like a weird romantic, right? Maybe I'm just that. I'm a weird romantic, but I thoroughly enjoyed those movies, straight up. And I got frustrated at one point watching them, because my problem is, especially with movies like that, especially if it's involving kids, I look at the actors and I know most of the time they're not kids. So they're smart enough. They're smart enough to, like, figure it out. But I also, like, I forget they're playing a role. I'm like, yo, get this 24-year-old. Like, and they're supposed to be 16 or 17. I'm like, bro, most of the people in here are older than me. Like, King Batch, the freaking King Viner, is in the movie. Is in both movies. And I know for sure he's older than me. And I'm just like, come on. Like, come on. Freaking figure it out, you know? Like, I'm just sitting like, figure it out. Like, it's not that hard. Like, don't fly off the handle. I'm like literally sitting there at one point screaming at the TV. To be fair, I might have had a little bit of Crown and cranberry, but I'm sitting there like, don't walk away. Just talk to him for 2 minutes and you'll be fine. But also, the second movie, she's kind of double dipping. She's not really looking over options because she's still young, naive, whatever. But she knows what she's doing. She's playing both sides of the fence. But, you know, she ends up making the right decision in the end, which she does. But still, some open communication. Shout out to Corey, because she always stresses that to me. Open communication would have solved a lot of that movie's problems, and then they could have talked about other stuff. But also, I really love the premise of those movies. Like, yeah, so the main character, also spoiler alert, I guess, main character for both those movies, she writes, when she has a crush so intense when she was growing up, she wrote a letter to them, right? And then she kept them in like some kind of like shoebox or some kind of thing, right? And she wrote five letters. And ironically, so one was this dude, John something. He's in the season. He's a big guy in the second movie. Peter from seventh grade. Oh, John was from like fifth grade. Peter in seventh grade. Okay, hold up. Let me start over. John Ambrose. That was his name. His name is John Ambrose, the first guy. They kind of vibed in fifth grade. They went to like a Halloween party, and also their costumes were great. She went as a cooked egg, I think. She went as a cooked egg, and he went as like peanut butter and jelly. I don't know, I can't remember, but either way, it was cool. Of course, all the other kids didn't dress up, they just got made fun of. But first of all, screw those other kids, man. You in fifth grade, y'all still gonna go trick-or-treating, shut your mouths. And And I really enjoyed their costumes. It was awesome. Their costumes were awesome. And then they kind of vibed that way since fifth grade. And then they used to hang out a lot before John Ambrose moved away. And they used to read like books in a neighbor's treehouse all the time. So that's how they kind of, those feelings kind of started. And then John Ambrose moved away. And then Peter in seventh grade, they played Spin the Bottle, which I have never played. So they played Spin the Bottle. Obviously, Peter and her matched up. Boom, boom. And then that, so they kissed. And then she had a crush from that so bad, she wrote another letter. But also one of her friends at the time, her name was Jen, was also in there. And Jen was jealous, right? And so then after, once they got to high school, really, Jen and the main character, I can't remember. Oh, Lara Jean. So you guys, Lara Jean. I know it's such a weird name, and whatever. So Lara Jean, they stop being friends. Jen becomes popular, and then she ends up dating Peter in high school. And then so at one point, Lara Jean confronts Jen, and Jen kind of brought it up. Like, it's from, I don't like you from when you kissed Peter. She was like, and she was like, bro, it was a game of Spin the Bottle, right? And then she was just like, nah, it didn't. It's like, there wasn't even any tongue. I don't know why she needed to like reference that. But Jen feels some type of way. Felt some type of way about that kiss. She carried that grudge from seventh grade all the way to high school. Then there was a kid, Lucas, black kid. Turns out he's gay, but they kind of hung out at the, she didn't know at the time. She didn't know at the time that Lucas was gay. Freshman year homecoming, which is also something I never went to in high school. A lot of things in this, I was like, I didn't do that in high school. I didn't even play Flip Cup in high school. I was like, I didn't do a lot of things that like Lara Jean and all these kids are doing. But also they're living, you know, that ideal when you kind of look at it, big house, whatever, in Oregon. I think that's where the movie said, Portland, Oregon, whatever. Lara Jean met Lucas. This is the third dude. Freshman year homecoming, they vibe really well. She had a crush on him then. Then there was Peter, who is her older sister's boyfriend. So her older sister at the start of the movie is going to college in Scotland. And then Peter is a year younger. And then they break up because I guess her name was Margot, the older sister. She didn't want to be with Peter in college, but she still cared about him. She still called him her boyfriend. And then and there's another dude who you kind of get like a glimpse of in the middle of, right at the end of the movie. Like, he's at the door with five, but they don't do anything with him. So there's those five guys. I actually can't even remember his name. They just kind of threw him away. So she also has a little sister who, right when Margot leaves, the older sister, she starts feeling kind of down, right? So the little sister's like, I know something, I'll cheer her up. And she mails those letters. First of all, Lara Jean like addresses those letters, right? Oh, I remember the fifth guy was somebody she met at camp, like at a summer camp. But it was addressed to the bunk, so she got that one back. So I guess if they want to do another movie, they'll, highlight that dude. So the little sister mails those letters. She waits till like halfway through the movie when Margot comes back for like Thanksgiving or summer vacation, whatever it was, to let Lara Jean know. And of course, she has the biggest crush on Peter, which is Margot's boyfriend. And then they kind of, Peter kept trying to talk to her to just kind of, hey, let's talk about this. But then, you know, Lara Jean's like 15 or 16. She freaks out. She kisses Peter to kind of push. She kisses Peter. Oh, Margot's boyfriend is Josh. Sorry. Margot's boyfriend is Josh. This is a terrible explanation. Just go watch To All the Boys I've Loved Before. And the second one, P.S. I Love You. Yeah, I know. Those are sappy titles, but I really enjoy the movies. Also, King Batch is in it, if you guys care about that. I don't know. But she kisses Peter to get away from Josh. And then her and Peter make like some, they pretend a fake date so Peter can get Jen jealous. But then, you know, the fake dating turns into like real dating because they both kind of feel for each other. Of course, they both make dumb moves. Like at one point they break it off because Jen took Lara Jean's favorite scrunchie when they went on like a ski trip or something. It was dumb. It was like dumb high school stuff that like, if you just, hey, let's have like a quick 5-10 minute conversation about this. And I don't know, actually listen, we are good. But I'm saying that now as a man who's, God damn it, I'm damn near 30. And I'm sitting there like, God, I would have been making, I don't know if I would have let her take that scrunchie because she literally said it was her favorite scrunchie. Yeah. I would have just given her like a bracelet. I had like 4 or 5 on at the time. She could get over it, Jen. Also, Jen was doing that to hurt Lara Jean because she was jealous or whatever. Also, at one point, they unearth a time capsule. Lara Jean doesn't let John Ambrose know that she's dating Peter. So he kind of finds out when they're time capsule, and it's real awkward. Also, Zach from 13 Reasons Why is in the second movie, not the first one. He's in the second movie. They play lacrosse. So he's kind of playing the same person, except he doesn't get like hurt in the end. Spoiler alert for 13 Reasons Why. He doesn't get hurt. But yeah. Oh my God. Are they going to make another season of 13 Reasons Why? Also, before I keep going, I need to, I guess some of y'all saw the folks on Facebook. So I made the podcast last night, but something happened on the back end and my dumb butt forgot to put it on my hard drive that I save all my episodes on. My dumb butt forgot to save it on the hard drive, so I was cleared up some space on the actual computer, and of course the thing got deleted, and then it messed up on the back end. I don't know what happened, so I'm re-recording, and so going back to it. Movies are great. I also watched Band of Brothers again, and my God, what a great miniseries about World War II and the men in it and all the stuff in between. So go watch Band of Brothers. It's on Amazon Prime. It's free. You can go watch it right now. You don't even need like a Prime membership. Well, I mean, you do, but you know, you don't need like the extra Prime where you can get like, so I can't watch Blue Bloods anymore because I've reached the limit of how far I can go on Blue Bloods, and I'm not happy about it. But at least Eddie and, the youngest Reagan, they finally got together. It's been like a week since I've seen it. And then also I rewatched That 70s Show. That 70s Show to me is my sitcom of choice. Like, I didn't watch Friends. I've seen maybe, you know, total maybe 3-4 episodes of The Office if you're talking different clips. Shout out to Ali for that. I haven't seen Big Bang Theory, How I Met Your Mother, which apparently didn't end with how he met his mother. They didn't end with the actual mother meeting, which is, that's the name of the show. Okay, that's like That 70s Show being set in the 90s, right? So That 70s Show is a weird show watching it back now. Mind you, this is, maybe it's now because I have so much time to kind of psychoanalyze it. I've watched it. The way y'all watch like The Office over and over is the way I watch That 70s Show, because I love Fez. I completely like relate to Fez, because a lot of Fez's situation on the show is how my situation is here. Except at the end of the show, he was definitely getting laid a lot. And No, I was not having that many one night stands. Because that's quite frankly exhausting and dangerous, right? What if you ran out of condoms? Yeah, that's I don't want to talk. I want to think about that. So Jackie, it's a weird thing because, you know, this story where she was 14. Like, I think she was 14 when she started the show. And the rest of them were over 18. So Jackie had her, like, Mila Kunis was 14 when she started the show. And I'm sitting there and I'm like, bam. And she had her first kiss when she kissed Ashton Kutcher on the show. Like, so it's like all these firsts, you know, obviously now Mila Kunis and Ashton Kutcher are married. But just like, it's weird to go back and think, man, she was 14. Mind you, I'm not sitting there saying, I have no idea what the other guys were. I'm going to presume they're around 18, whatever. And throughout the whole show, well, Jackie's such a spoiled brat, but then she also gets with, there's 4 dudes in the group. She gets with 75% of the dudes in the group. She also cheats, but also Michael, Ashton Kutcher, cheats on her multiple times. And like, they just kind of brush it off, really, for a while. You know, they kind of have a kind of divorce episode and this and that. And then Hyde cheats on her, which is Danny Masterson, and he's in trouble for like his Me Too stuff right now. Apparently he's also a Scientologist, so you know, there's that. Oh my God. Woo! Oh, sorry, it's getting really, really crazy. Oh my God. No! Harwell lost.
Oh no. She was the better player. Oh no. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. But oh my god. What a great episode. Okay, so I'm back. Sorry for the long pause. So as I was saying, there's that, it's weird how they stayed friends through all of it, with how much of a pervert Fez is, especially in the beginning, because all of his friends are right around the middle of the show, all of his friends are getting laid and he's like feeling the pressure to get laid also. Dudes, guys, remember when you were in high school or whatever, whenever you're getting laid, but like because you don't have to get laid in high school. Why do we feel pressure to like have sex because your friends are having sex? Like, really think about that. I'm gonna actually ask Scotty that on his podcast. So remember that? Like, we all know you had a group of like maybe three. Some of y'all were popular, so y'all had more friends or whatever. But think about it. So, you know, some of your friends are starting to, you know, have sexual relations and you feel the pressure because they ask you like, hey, so did you get with her or did you do this? Have you had? And then you get made fun. Why did that matter? Why did that matter? If anything, Tim Tebow is, well, now he's finally married, so he's finally lost his V card. Well, some people don't believe him. I want to believe that he did because that would be awesome because it's really hard to do that in this day and age. But I think that might actually make you more desirable to women if you were pure. Me, because there'll be some women just like, I just want to corrupt you. Like when Tim Tebow was dating like a former Miss USA and he broke up with her because she wanted to have sex with him, he was like, nah, not till marriage. I respect that. Stick to your beliefs. I thought about that, like, why do we care so much about that? I mean, I'd like to presume that it was going to happen eventually, you know. You didn't need to force it. You probably were. I mean, like, everybody was probably bad the first time. I mean, I was. Sorry, Mom. It's a weird conversation to have. Especially sitting here by myself watching this show. So, it was just like, yeah. It was just like, yeah. Why do we care about that? They smoked a ton of marijuana in the show, especially in the 70s. Red just threatened to kick everybody's ass. Who's Eric's father, or Topher Grace, or for those of you that give you another, he was Topher. Oh, he was Eddie Brock in Spider-Man 3. That's why Eric left the show in the last season and came back for the last episode. They should have worked that out better, but that's whatever. But my favorite episode, ironically, is the sixth episode of the show. It's the disco episode where the gang goes to Kenosha to do disco. And that's when the first time kind of Donna and Eric are really kind of like, hey, we're in like with each other. Hyde tries to also lets his intentions known on Donna a little bit, but then Fez and Jackie dance, and you kind of see how Michael and Jackie's relationship is gonna go, and how Fez treats her, and then just right at the end of the episode, Fez and Jackie are talking in the car, and you know, also, and he's like, oh, I like to display, when I'm dressed, I like to display the women like a flower. And of course, Michael's a terrible dancer. Then he freaks out that Fez is going to take Jackie. So he threatens to beat Fez up. Then he ends up getting back with Jackie, even though he was technically going to break up with her that episode. But whatever. So, from that point on, I remember the first time I saw it, I was like, ooh, those two are going to end up getting together. I didn't realize it was going to take like 7 seasons. At one point, he does have a chance. Well, he does kiss her once, and she kisses him back at the movie theater because Kelso's asleep and Donna's watching the movie. She kisses him back. She really liked that Fez kissed her, and by her, I mean Jackie. And Fez, like, rolled his R's when he did it. Sorry, I've been watching too much of this show. I have a lot of facts. And then she liked it. And then, of course, her and Donna gossip about it like little girls. And then she has another chance to do roller disco, but then Jackie gets faded or drunk, and she wants to kiss Fez, but Fez, you know, Fez is a gentleman. He's like, nah, I'm Gucci out here, because she's also like, I'd probably let you do a little bit more, Fez. And then he was like, no, because you're drunk. Okay. There's another time after that they actually go out on a date, but Michael and Jackie just broke up, and she just like stuffs her face at the restaurant. And you know, so he's like out on that. And then there's Lindsay Lohan is in the series for an episode where Fez steals her from Jesus Christ. Fez steals her from Michael. Jessica Simpson's in the show where he ends up dating Michael for a little bit when Michael runs up to California with Donna after Donna gets embarrassed by dating another person and she freaks out. And oh boy, was it Seth? Who's the guy that runs Robot Chicken? Little short guy, Seth something. It's not Seth Meyers, not Seth Rogen. Seth something. But he's in the show. He tries to steal Donna. Also, all those guys like make moves on each other. Like Michael tries to make out with Donna and Eric's. Like Eric kind of punches them for a little bit, but they're cool. You know, that's like in today's world, that wouldn't work, right? I'm gonna have to rewatch this episode. This is a very sad episode. Yeah, but in today's world, that gang would not work. There'd be so many fights. Somebody would probably get shot. Ironically, somebody does get shot, but it's by a BB gun. Red has a heart attack. Kitty's just like the nicest person, but she smokes and drinks possibly too much. Bob's weird. Donna's parents' marriage is weird. Really, really, there's a lot of messed up things about this show that upon further viewing, especially when you really don't have anything to do, you're like, this doesn't really make sense at all. Like, not at all. Oh, no. I definitely have to rewatch this episode. Go talk to her, Haruo. That's my problem with all this stuff. Like, you can just go talk to her. I'm saying that now, but then, like, the first time I go out, I'm going to see some fine girl and I'll be like, I don't know, you know? But also, that first weekend after the lockdown ends, maybe the most dangerous weekend in, like, American history. It's going to be like the Purge, bro. Just dudes slinging their stuff everywhere, trying to take a girl home. Some girls, low-key, are going to accept those things. Like, I just haven't had male companionship in a while who are single, and you're going to regret those decisions. Also, there better not be, like, a baby boom. If anything, this should be, like, the opposite way, right? Ugh. Haruo, go talk to this girl. Go talk to Ono. You're being a punk right now. Hop on that damn scooter and go talk to her. Sorry, Jesus Christ. Jesus. And oh, my. Did she give back that dumb little plastic? Oh, man. Y'all got to watch this show. All right. So, that 70 show. Weird show. I refuse to watch Tiger King because no. No. No, no, no. I've seen enough damn memes. The preview for it is uninteresting to me. And it seems too stereotypical. There's something about this show I just refuse to watch. It's like, it's almost in my office category of why I don't want to watch. It's no. But they got the heat coming on Netflix. I just saw The Hangovers. The Angel Has Fallen, which is the three-part. Remember when Gerard Butler was in that movie called Olympus Has Fallen, where like North Korea takes over the White House in like 13 minutes? Which I wonder if like the government sees these movies and be like, we should probably tighten this up. You think they tighten it up? Like they tighten it up, right? I would, especially like, what if somebody in a movie comes up with a way that like the government hasn't thought of? And I'm like, oh crap, now we got to get ready for this too. Which would be really bad, right? Really bad. Because beginning of that movie, the government's not good at it. Not good enough. Oh my God. Either way, guys, I hope you guys are staying safe. This whole situation, this whole lockdown, this whole disease, which apparently is going to stick with us for like 18 months, just from what I've been reading and watching and all that stuff people I've been talking to. This should really change how we live our lives. This should change society. Like, it has shown us just fundamentally, we're not ready. What if this, we're not ready for something like this. Like, we're gonna see how business change. Like, just how we, let me give you an example. Like, how we watch movies. You can now just watch them from home. Like, movie theaters could effectively go out of business, you know? And that, you know, and especially with the advent of Netflix and things like that, they have been really threatened. But it's just, I wonder how this is going to affect them. Like, to be able to, imagine now you're able to watch the next Avengers movie. I'm just going to use that because a lot of people want to watch that. You can imagine, so you have a choice to go watch it in theaters or watch it at home. You're going to watch it at home if it also releases at home. Because this is also an experiment here with all these people releasing this stuff. Like, all these movies on there to see how they go. There's so many things that should change here. Like, guys, the guys with no game, because I have no game or my game is minimal, or maybe I think I'm too old fashioned for today. Maybe I'll go to school with that so I make myself feel better. Like, how you talk to people, like, this is actually forcing some couples who haven't really talked, like, oh, maybe you got with them and, you know, the whatever, the passion was hot, whatever. But now you're actually talking to them. You actually have to get to know this person, you know, or people who have been having relationship problems. Like, this is forcing you guys to talk to each other. This is forcing you guys to learn about each other. Like, this is like the stereotypical sitcom housewife's dream. Like, oh my God, there's no football. There's no this. He's just talking to me. Like, you're just like you have to talk, you know, you can see the dad rolling his eyes and he's probably just ran out of beer or something. Just talk to her, you know? Like, you got to talk to each other and make sure that we're really good to go. Whew, my goodness. It's been so interesting to. My goodness. What is happening? Oh, my God. Okay. Oh, I feel bad for you, Hidaka. That's not fair. No, that's not fair. Also, I wanted Hidaka to win, not Ono, because at least Hidaka shares her feelings. Ono does not. But, yeah. But, kind of going back. Sorry, I'm meandering on this one. We should be able to change up our society. Like, really, how we've been talking to each other, how we consume things, maybe even how we shop. Because I'm really interested to see which companies survive and adapt. You know? Like, the companies surviving it, and I know this is tough for small businesses right now, and, you know, and also buying a few stock because, you know, stock was so low, and Trump had this idea that he wanted the country to open up by Easter, which was, what, 2 days ago? Which is 2 days ago, so that didn't happen. Oh my God, I'm getting pumped. Also, I think this series is gonna end, but either way, Jesus Christ, what am I thinking? Small businesses are gonna be hit hard. I know. I wonder how we as a society is gonna advance from this. And I'm also gonna start doing. This is finally forcing me to really embrace video as a method for my podcast. So coming up here pretty soon, maybe not this week, like this week coming up, but next week I'll finally have everything set up to actually do it, because I always just kind of put it off and I can't do that anymore. It's like I'm basically in the house almost all day. I mean, I haven't left the house until a couple of days ago for the first time, like 3 weeks, you know. I'd go outside real quick to grab the mail or something, or if somebody dropped off Postmates, now we really got it figured out. They just drop it on the front porch. Sorry, Mom. And, you know, if I'm hungry and I eat, do it that way. So, yeah. But also, my car battery died, so, you know, I have to leave to go get that eventually. So, you know, that sucked. Come on. Come on, buddy. Come on, Haruo. Sorry, Haruo's gonna go talk to his girl. Awesome. Oh my god. Oh my god. This is great learning about all these 90s characters. Either way, so I'm going to stop because I'm going to finish this show. And I need to collect my thoughts if I'm going to talk about this. But also next week, I'm going to gather the squad together. We're going to do a early review of 2020 because what the... Sorry, excuse my language. What the fuck? January, Australia was on fire. We're still hearing a little bit about Corona. Kobe died. Okay? Then lockdown. Jussie Smollett still in whatever. Amber Heard was technically lying on Johnny Depp. There's all this crap that happened. If you really think about also our generation, what we've gone through before we even get to 30. Like, I'm not trying to talk crap on anybody's generation. But I feel like we've gone through the most crap since the greatest generation, which is like the baby boomers. Like, right after the people got born after World War II. Because they had like nuclear missile, the Cuban Missile Crisis, the Bay of Pigs. MLK, the civil rights movement, MLK getting shot, Robert Kennedy getting shot, JFK getting shot and killed, Malcolm X getting shot and killed. We had all these damn things, the crack epidemic, all this crap that popped off. And it's like, bro, 9/11, the Gulf War, the Iraq War, Prince, Michael Jackson, Kobe, probably going to be something, I'm probably forgetting so much more. David Bowie, sorry. I don't even know how to remember that one. Just the rise, you know, the rise of the cell phone, streaming services, all this stuff, an economic collapse. An economic collapse in 2008, our first black president. Now we have Trump, the right and left, and whatever the hell this weird battle is between us. There's so much crap. So we can go back and talk about that. But I'm going to do just an early review of 2020 with Cap and Pee Wee because Jesus Christ, man. Jesus Christ, I'm exhausted just thinking about it. And I'm like, what the fuck? You see those memes now where people are like, imagine us describing this to our like kids or like the next generation in the future. Hey, Dad, what was 2020 like? And I must have like PTSD or night flashbacks or something. Let me tell you about some shit that just happened. So, yeah. Finally. Guys. Make sure you guys are staying safe, following the proper protocols, wear a mask when you go outside. Just take care of yourselves, man. We have no idea when this thing is going to end. I know Trump's saying this. We have Dr. Fauci saying something different. And we need to get the economy up as fast as possible. But we didn't prepare for this. We didn't make the preventative measures in time. And now businesses are really paying for it. We need to adapt. We should not be, if we end up going back to normal after all this is done, we are not going to be prepared, definitely be prepared for when it comes back or the next time. Because we didn't learn anything. You know? Also, I love you guys. Follow the podcast on Facebook and Twitter at YCMWT. You can call the podcast at 805-539-2698. You can email the podcast at myycmwt@gmail.com. Don't forget to check out Scotty's podcast, Heathens with Hand Grenades. It's on iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, and Deezer. Also Wooshka, if you guys want to go through there. Or you can just search Scotty Cates on all those platforms. It's going to be coming on iHeart, all those other places soon. Fifth episode is going to be on Friday. A lot of weird stuff we've been talking about. So it's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be a lot of fun. And we're just going to keep it pushing. Early review of 2020 coming out next week. We're going to finally get the whole squad. We usually only get three of the four people together. So I think we're going to do it over Zoom or Google Hangout. Because I've also heard some stuff about Zoom. But who cares? Also, we might have some story time for you next week. I want to tell the squad first, and I'll let them decide. So, either way, guys, sorry for the late or the re-record and, you know, my dumb butt not going through my normal process. But I'm losing my mind staying at home, as you can see. Really psychoanalyzing That 70s Show. But go watch it. That thing's jacked up, man. Also, they made a That AZ Show. What do they think like a sequel to a sitcom is going to work? Remember when they met Joey for Friends? I watched more Joey than actually Friends. And that didn't work. Why did they choose Joey? Why did they choose any of the other people? Well, Jennifer Aniston was too much of a star. I don't know Ross's name, but he was in Band of Brothers. Courtney Cox was in it, right? Phoebe, whatever her. Why didn't they follow her or the other? I don't know. I don't know enough about Friends. Also, technically, the American Office, was it a sequel or a remake of the British Office? But who cares? Do you know Idris Elba was in The Office? That's weird. He gets that kind of a big star. Also, but that Chevy show had Jessica Simpson right after she made Dukes of Hazzards, and like she was like a sex symbol for like a year. She was hot in that movie. What am I even talking about? I'm wasting your time now. All right, guys, take care of yourself. Stay safe. Watch out for COVID. All right. Love you guys so much. Bye bye now.